All right, let's dive in. Today, we're all about injection molding.
Injection molding.
You know that thing that turns little plastic pellets
Yeah.
into like almost everything?
Pretty much.
We've got this article. How does the tonnage of an injection molding machine affect injection volume?
Interesting.
And it is packed.
Yeah.
So picture yourself in a factory, right?
Oh,
you're surrounded by these, I mean, they are massive machines.
Huge.
And they're cranking out everything you can imagine.
Yeah, everything's plastic.
We're talking like toys, car parts.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. So we want to figure out how these machines work.
The magic, yeah.
Yeah, and there's some real aha moments in here.
I bet.
So first up is this idea of clamping force.
Clamping force.
Okay. Like, imagine the machine's giving the mold like a super strong handshake.
Okay, I like that, yeah.
That's clamping force.
So it's keeping that mold shut while all that hot plastic gets injected in there.
Yeah, and that's to prevent defects.
Right.
You know those like little wisps of plastic you see sometimes?
Yeah.
That's called flash.
Flash, okay.
And that's from when it's not...
Not enough pressure?
Not a tight enough seal.
Gotcha.
But if a good handshake is good, why not just like... The strongest grip ever. Why not crank it up?
It's going to be matched to the mold.
Okay.
And the type of plastic you're using.
Okay.
Think of it this way. You wouldn't shake a toddler's hand the same way you'd shake, like, a weightlifter's hand, right?
Okay, that makes sense.
You would crush them.
So how do they measure it?
It's the machine's tonnage.
Tonnage.
It's how much force it can, you know, generate.
Okay.
So higher tonnage, more clamping power.
Okay.
So like a 300-ton machine,
yeah,
way stronger grip than like a 100-ton machine.
Makes sense.
And that affects how big of a mold it can handle.
So bigger machines, bigger molds,
yeah,
bigger products.
You'd think, right. But here's where it gets interesting. It's not just about the tonnage.
Okay.
The screw diameter and the injection stroke length, that makes a difference too.
Hold on, the diameter.
Screw.
Okay.
So think of a screw like thicker than your thumb.
Okay.
That pushes the plastic into the mold.
Uh-huh.
So wider screw moves more plastic with each turn.
Gotcha.
And stroke length.
Yeah.
That's like how far the screw pushes.
Okay.
So a longer stroke, more plastic injected.
So you could have two machines with the same tonnage, but they actually inject different amounts of plastic.
Exactly.
Wow.
Because of these other factors.
I did not realize it was so nuanced.
There's a whole lot of science to this.
So clamping force.
Mm-hmm.
Just one piece of the puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
What else is there?
A lot more to learn about injection molding.
All right. Well, let's get into it then.
So we talked about clamping force.
Yeah, like how strong that grip is.
Holding it all together.
Yeah, but what about the mold itself?
Mold size matters.
Really? Right. I mean, I guess so. It's like a baking pan, right?
Exactly.
Bigger pan, bigger cake.
Bigger mold, bigger product, potentially.
Okay, so why not just use the biggest mold every time?
It's more than just mold size.
Okay.
It's the size, the machine's tonnage, and the injection pressure, which we'll get to.
Oh, so it's got to be like all balanced?
Yeah, you got to find that sweet spot.
Like Goldilocks.
Exactly.
Not too big, not too small.
Think of a Lego brick.
Yeah.
All those tiny details in the mold. Got to have enough pressure to push the plastic into every little bit.
So if the machine isn't powerful enough,
yeah,
it's like a half-baked Lego.
You got it.
That's a good way to put it.
And here's a misconception.
Okay.
People think higher tonnage always means more plastic.
Oh, really?
It's not that simple.
So it's not just... Bigger machine equals bigger product.
Nope. It's about matching the machine to the mold.
That's a lot to think about.
It is.
So we've got clamping force. We've got mold size.
Right.
Now, what about this injection pressure?
This is important.
Okay.
Think about icing a cake. You need the right amount of pressure to spread that icing.
Yeah. Too much. And it's a mess.
Exactly. And too little.
Yeah. You miss spots.
You got it.
So injection pressure, that's what's pushing the plastic into all those
nooks and crannies of the mold.
Right. Okay. So I'm seeing the connection.
Good.
But just like the icing, there's got to be a sweet spot.
Absolutely. Too little pressure. The plastic doesn't fill the mold all the way.
Gaps and stuff.
You got it. Too much pressure, though.
What happens then?
You can damage the mold.
Oh, no.
Or, even worse, create stress inside the plastic.
Okay.
Makes it weak.
So that's why some plastic things break so easily.
It could be, yeah.
Like there's these little weak spots.
Internal stress.
Gotcha.
Engineers have to consider a lot of factors, like what kind of plastic are we using?
Oh, that makes sense.
Because different plastics.
They're all different.
They flow differently when they're melted.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Some are thick, like honey. Others are runny, like water.
So you'd need way more pressure to push that thick stuff through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's the mold design itself.
So the shape of the mold matters too.
Yeah, like sharp corners or really thin sections. Those can be tricky.
So it all affects how much pressure is needed.
It's a delicate balance.
I'm realizing this is a lot more complicated than I thought.
It is. And there's one more thing, cooling time.
Cooling time.
Yeah, after you inject the hot plastic, it needs time to cool down and harden.
So it doesn't like melt out of shape or something.
Right, if it cools too fast, it might warp.
Oh, I see.
And if it's too slow, it takes longer to make, costs more money.
Makes sense.
So cooling time, got to get that right too.
So many things to keep track of.
It's a real process.
It's making me look at all this plastic around me differently.
I know, right?
Like, there's so much that goes into it.
A whole symphony of timing and precision.
Okay, so before we move on,
Yeah.
we talked about finding the right injection pressure, but how do they actually adjust it?
A couple ways,
Okay.
okay? One is the screw speed.
You mean that big screw that pushes the plastic?
That's the one.
Okay.
The faster it spins, the more pressure it creates.
Oh, so it's like squeezing a tube of toothpaste.
You got it. Harder you
Yeah,
squeeze.
the faster it comes out.
Exactly.
What about that back pressure you mentioned
I thought it
before?
back pressure, yeah.
What is that exactly?
Resistance training for the plastic.
Resistance training.
Yeah, as the screw pushes it forward,
Okay.
back pressure pushes back a little,
So it's mixing it up.
helps it reach the right temperature.
Like a little workout before it gets injected.
I like that.
But with all this pressure, is it dangerous?
You have to be careful.
Okay.
Too much pressure can ruin the mold.
Really?
Remember those Lego molds?
Yeah.
They're delicate, expensive, too much pressure, and they can break.
So it's not just about getting the plastic in, it's
Right.
about protecting the mold itself.
Exactly. It's all about balance.
This is honestly more like an art than just like manufacturing.
It really is a blend of science, engineering, and art.
We've covered a lot so far.
We have.
Mold size, injection pressure, cooling
It's
time.
all connected.
Yeah, it is.
In the last part, we'll zoom out a bit,
Okay.
see how it all comes together to make those everyday plastic things.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the final part
Last one.
of our injection molding deep dive.
It's been a journey.
I feel like I should get an honorary plastic engineering degree or something.
You've learned a lot.
I have, yeah.
We started with clamping force, talked about that injection
Oh,
pressure,
and cooling time.
all
That's
important.
so much to keep track of.
Yeah, but what's the takeaway for like the average person listening?
Yeah, someone who's not going to go open their own plastics factory.
Injection molding,
Yeah.
it's all around us.
Okay.
Look around right now.
Like what?
Your phone case,
Okay.
your computer mouse, probably even parts of the chair you're sitting on,
Oh, yeah, you're right.
all made with injection molding.
That is kind of mind-blowing
It
when
is.
you really think about it.
So understanding how it works gives you a new appreciation for all that stuff.
So I could like spot a bad product now.
Maybe you might start to notice, like
Yeah.
if something's warped.
Oh, maybe it wasn't cooled properly.
Could be.
Or those flying edges.
Too much pressure.
Yeah, okay, I'm getting it.
You become a more savvy consumer.
I like that.
Yeah.
But what about the future of injection molding?
It's always evolving.
Oh, how
Well,
so?
bioplastics are becoming a big deal.
Bioplastics,
Yeah.
like made from plants and stuff.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah, more sustainable.
Makes sense. We need that.
Injection molding is how they make those
So
products.
it's not just making plastic things, it's making them better.
That's the goal.
What else is changing?
Mold designs are getting more advanced.
Oh,
They're
you.
using more automation.
So, like robots making the molds.
Yeah, even AI to optimize production.
AI for plastic. That's wild.
It's really interesting stuff.
So, the future of plastic isn't all bad.
Definitely not. Lots of exciting innovations happening.
Give me one last thing to think about.
With all these advancements, we're going to see even crazier designs.
Like, what kind of designs?
Products with incredible detail,
Okay.
more functionality, maybe even personalized for each person.
Okay, now that is a future I can get behind.
Right. It's pretty amazing.
I gotta say, I thought this would be boring.
Plastic.
Yeah, but I was so wrong.
It's more interesting than people think.
It really is.
It's been great exploring all this with you.
To our listeners, stay curious.
Yeah, keep learning.
You never know. Maybe you'll come up with the next big plastic innovation.
That's the spirit.
See you next time.
So long.